Hello, handsome. Easy, sweetheart. Stop with the crazy eyes and relax. You're the only one who heard me. Stop panicking and just breathe, hon. Yes, I'm talking to you inside your head. No, you're not crazy. And no, aliens are not walking among you trying to snatch your body. I'm human, just like you. Seriously, your mind is real fucking loud right now. Can you do me a favor? Close your eyes. Just do it. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Focus on my voice and block out the rest of the noise inside and out. There you go. Just relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. Good boy. I'm impressed. Hello again. Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth? You wanna know who I am? Play along, and maybe I'll tell you. Yes, play. As in a game. You see, I've seen you on this bus for as long as I can remember. Hard not to notice a good-looking guy like you. Always sitting by yourself, hunched over a notebook, hardly ever looking up until you reach your stop. Even when you're stuck standing, you have that book in the crook of your arm, pen scrabbling across the page regardless of the turbulent rides that sometimes occur. But last week you forgot your pencil. It was almost heartbreaking watching you dig through your bag and your pockets. You looked so frantic and crushed when you just couldn't find one. All right, you just stroked the cover of your notebook and looked like an abandoned little puppy. It made me curious. What could you be writing? What is so important? And how could it have such an effect on you that you looked as if someone died if you didn't have a pen in your hand? So, the next day, while you were scribbling away with your now-remembered pencil, I peeked into your head for the first time. Oh, look at that blush. Oh, sweetheart, if anyone should be blushing, it's me. And I did. The first time I heard those lines, pure, unadulterated smut pouring out of your mind onto paper. Nearly choked my bagel, truth be told. You've got talent. No doubt about that. Where you built the scene. How'd it go? He looked up at her, his eyes wild with lust, but meek with obedience. He knew better than to look her in the eye, not after the last time. His hands strained against the cuffs, even as his cock strained against his cage. And his mouth fell open, the words trickling out once more. Please, mistress. And that was just the first day. Every day since, I've listened. And every day since, you've had a new story. All of them always have something in common, don't they, B? He's always kneeling, and she is always in charge, in command, in control. Oh, don't you look embarrassed, sweet boy. You know what you like. That's good. Makes it easier, I think. Do you want to know what I like? Yes, what? Yes, mistress, good boy. That is exactly what I like. I also like the thought of you standing up right now, walking over to you, grabbing your throat, pulling you to your feet, shoving you down the middle of the aisle and straddling your face That I like very much. And you'd like it too, wouldn't you? Can't lie to a mind reader, sweetheart. Just not possible. So stop shaking your head and embrace the submissive slut you obviously want to be. Good boy. You find that headspace so quickly. Feels like slipping into a nice warm bath, doesn't it? All comfort and soothing. Be careful how much you nod your head, sweetheart. That dreamy look in your eye is drawing some attention. As is that, that tent you're pitching. Oh, I do love how that blush just races down your neck. Makes me want to leave all kinds of marks to vary up the color. Red goes so well with black and blue, don't you think? Oh, darling boy, those thoughts are yours. Would you really whimper so sweetly if I did that? If I bit you, clawed you, spanked your ass until you cried? Yeah? Would you beg me to use you as I sat on top of your hips, teasing you with my heat and wetness, but not letting you put your cock inside of me? Your eyes filled with tears as you watch me pleasure myself with toy after toy, filling my pussy up with anything but your cock, coming again and again, and leaving you aching in the night. Such a good slut. Hard and dripping, ready for more. And I can give you more. Do you want me to? Alright, sweet boy. Relax, take a deep breath. Very good. And exhale. Did you feel it? The soft scrape of fingernails down your chest? Did it feel good? That yes, mistress, just riles me up, sweet little thing. Makes me want to do so many things to you. Tie you up, tease you, torment you, make you come and come until you just can't anymore. Fuck. Precious little thing. Be careful what you beg for, sweetie. I just might give it to you right here, right now. In front of all these people. Remembered where we are, did you? On the bus, in the middle of the morning commute with dozens of other people around. Still want it, little slut? Still want this? You nearly fell out of your chair. Does my tongue on your balls feel that good? Really? It's just barely touching you. Just teasing with the tip. I'm sure my breath is going to give more stimulation. Tilting your head to the side like that isn't fair, slutty boy. Makes me want to bite. Or choke. Or both. That gasp drew more than a few glances, huh? Best try to keep yourself under control. Deep breaths, baby boy. Feel my hand just barely wrapped around your throat and the other stroking through your hair. There you go. Good boy. Just relax. Cause too much of a scene, I won't be able to make you come. Yes, sweetie, I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you twitch and gush and ruin your pants before you reach your stop. Does that sound like fun? Good boy. Best poker face now. Time to do my damnedest to make you beg out loud. Fuck. The way your eyes roll back. Do you like feeling my mouth on your cock, my slutty pretty little boy? Feeling my tongue flicking over the head a few times before swallowing you all the way down. That's one of the perks of these talents. No gag reflex. I can take you down to the base and just stay there like this. Maybe swallow around you a few times. Look at those legs twitch. Are you okay, sweetheart? There you go. Just rest your head back. If you're lucky, maybe everyone will think you're sleeping. So long as you keep your notebook in that lap, that is. And don't jump too high when I trap your nipples between my fingernails and twist. Fuck, you almost came from that, didn't you? Darling child, how I wish I could really get my hands on you. The marks I would give you, bruises, the welts, the scratches. Fuck. I suppose for now, I have to be content with giving you the biggest wet spot I can on the front of your pants. I love how you keep biting your lips. Like if you stop, you'll just start whimpering like a puppy. Do me a favor, sweetie. Give your lips a long, slow lick. No, you're not crazy, little boy. You did, in fact, taste my pussy on your mouth. Now, I wonder which will turn you on more. The fact that you now know what my pussy tastes like, or knowing that I had to taste myself so many times to get that impression right. That's it. Keep licking your lips and begging me to fuck you. Keep calling me mistress, I swallow around your cock again and start teasing your balls with my tongue. Or do you really want me to fuck you? To open up that slutty asshole around my cock, pound you until you can't even see straight. Make you take every hard inch of me over and over, stretching you wide and gaping and wet. Is that what you want, dirty little boy? Too bad. That'll have to wait for another time. Oh, don't whine like that, little slut. I'm not doing it no matter how much you whimper and beg. Now it's just not the time for it. What it is time for is for you to come for me. And to help you do that, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want my pussy on your lips? Or my finger in your ass. I know I said I wouldn't fuck you, but I don't think a finger would hurt, do you? So which do you want, sweet boy? You can't have both, only one. Along with my mouth still bobbing up and down on your cock. Oh, you want my pussy on your cock? Slutty boy's getting greedy. Well, you have been very well behaved, begging sweetly from me, giving me everything I asked for. Alright, sweetie, I'll fuck you on one condition. You have to ask out loud, even if it's just a whisper. I want to see those perfect pussy-eating lips say, please fuck me, mistress. Just once, that's all. Can you do that for me, darling? Can my good boy do what he's told? Good boy. Very good. Now try and keep still for me. We're almost at your stop, so it's going to be hard and fast. Are you ready? Fuck, you're gonna rip that notebook in half with how hard you're gripping it. Does my pussy feel that good, slutty boy? All hot and wet and tight for you, slamming up and down your cock, squeezing you and milking you till you can't think of anything. Yeah? Do you know how many times I had to finger myself to get to feel that way? Oh, you're not even coherent anymore. You're so deep in subspace, it's like your mind is wrapped in a blanket. God, it's hot. Alright, sweet boy. Are you ready to come for me? Ready to spurt and gush and ruin those pants? You're getting close. Good. Close your eyes, slut. Just feel me. Feel my pussy wrapped around your cock, my fingernails on your nipples, my hand around your throat, my fingers locked in your hair. Feel me fucking you, taking you, ravaging, devouring you without even laying a finger on you. Right in the middle of the morning commute. Feel all of it. Feel all of me. And come for me. Now. Such a good slut. What a good little boy. Are you alright? You look a little feverish and out of it. Would you like some help? It's our stop now, so I can walk with you for a little while if you're not feeling well. Would that be okay? Yeah, okay. Wow, your notebook looks real beat up over there. You must use it a lot. Do you write?